This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Green Bay headed for the playoffs. They're locked in to the number 7 seed. Meanwhile, the Vikings play their final game trying to figure out what they have at quarterback going into 2026. And that is the lay of the land Sunday noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. And there's a lot of talk that Green Bay isn't going to play anybody. I mean, they've got to play somebody. But you get the sense this could be kind of like a preseason game of sorts where Green Bay doesn't want to get anybody hurt. Dean Mizutani covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press. His work online at TwinCities.com. And Dane, really, probably the way to look at it, that this will be sort of a preseason game with very few regulars playing for Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't think many Green Bay Packers will play in the game. Obviously, I don't think Jordan Love's going to play with their spot solidified at the number 7 seed right now. I'm not even sure Malik Willis is going to play. So that would leave Clayton Thune, the third-string quarterback, who I think threw an interception in very limited minutes last week. So Green Bay is going to just be trying to stay healthy, try to get to next week without suffering any major injuries that could prevent them from trying to pull an upset in the first round. And that lends itself to the Vikings notching another win. They obviously have to go out and do it. But, yeah, I mean, it's probably not going to be one people are – lining up at the door to see this weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, Dane, the challenge for the Vikings ever since that they're eliminated from playoff contention is trying to figure out what they have in J.J. McCarthy. In reality, the defense has had a great run. Brian Flores and his defense, when healthy, was terrific. They had some injuries earlier in the year, but boy, they played great. It really is about what do you have in JJ, and are we going to see something where you can go into 26 and feel good about it?
Yeah, and he has to play first and foremost. I mean, we don't even know if he's going to play this weekend. He's still dealing with that hairline fracture in his right hand. Clarity on whether he will be available wasn't really given yesterday by Kevin O'Connell. He said the swelling has gone down over the weekend. They're going to try and get him some work this week, and then we'll see if he can be available on Sunday. But, yeah, the goal of the final 3, 4, 5 weeks of the regular season after they got knocked out before they played Dallas this month was seeing what you have in J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. He has that great game against the Cowboys. Then he comes back against the Giants and a little up and down in the first half, some good throws, some air mails here and there, but I think that stat line should have looked a lot better had his receivers caught the ball. And then he suffers that hairline fracture on kind of a random play. But that's kind of been the story of J.J. McCarthy so far, just can't stay on the field. So on top of the ups and downs, on top of the roller coaster that has been his career so far, they haven't been able to get a good depiction of where he's at in his developmental curve just because he keeps suffering a setback here and a setback there. So that's the starting point. Will he play this weekend? I don't know. I don't know if we'll get a clear answer until later this week. And if he doesn't, then maybe it's Max Brosmer. But then again, he's struggled in his limited minutes. So, It's tough right now, but yeah, you would have wished for J.J. McCarthy to just get through this season healthy and to know what you have in him. Because he hasn't, there's a lot of question marks right now.
Yeah, and then that turns into, I believe, and should be, you know, the number one concern in the off season. What ultimately does the general manager and the head coach and the entire brain trust do going forward? No matter what happens, even if he does play and plays well against Green Bay's second stringers and special teams guys, you can't draw a ton of conclusions out of that. And then it's like, what are we going to do getting ready for OTAs and mini camps and then ultimately the start of training camp? You know, do we need to bring in another guy and not necessarily anoint McCarthy the starter because of the durability? And in reality, what we've seen, and there's been some good, there's been some really bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the biggest question of the offseason. Yeah. Now that they've somewhat turned things around, obviously they're not going to make the playoffs, but they have a chance to finish 9-8. So I don't think anybody's seat is necessarily burning. I think we would have had some hot seats if they completely went in the tank and finished, you know, it looked like at a certain point they were going to finish 4-13, maybe 5-12. Right. They've turned it around enough where I don't necessarily think jobs are necessarily going to be lost. And if they are, I don't think they're going to be big name firings coming down the chute. But the question of the offseason now shifts to what do you do at the quarterback position? Honestly, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you could feel extremely confident going into next season with what you've seen out of J.J. McCarthy. Like you said, there's been some good, no doubt about it. He's shown some growth. He's taken some steps forward. But is it enough to project out like what he's going to be next season in confidently enough to just hand him the keys? I would argue no. And beyond that, it's just, will he be able to stay on the field? We don't know that either. He's missed a ton of games. Obviously, he missed his entire rookie season with the knee injury. And it's just been kind of bumps and bruises here and there, high ankle sprain, concussion, bruised hand, now broken hand. It's just kind of one thing after another. So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought in some form of competition this offseason. What does that competition look like? Now, that remains to be seen. Are they going to take a big swing and try to get somebody that, if they were to bring him in, would unquestionably start over J.J. McCarthy? Or are they going to just try and hedge their bet a little bit, bring in a veteran that they hope in a perfect world McCarthy would beat out come OTAs, come training camp? That's something that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell are going to have to take a long, hard look in the mirror and figure out how they want to proceed, because as good as things have gone at times through their tenure together, they still do not have a playoff win under their belt. Are you going to then move into next season knowing you need to make the playoffs, knowing you need to win a playoff game with an unproven commodity at the quarterback position? I'm not so sure. So that's kind of where they're at here. Again, you'd like to see J.J. McCarthy on Sunday, but to your point earlier, you're playing backups, you're playing third stringers, you might be playing fourth stringers. He could throw for 400 yards this weekend, and I don't think it would be enough to definitively say, yeah, you're our starter next season. So it's just a lot of questions because of kind of how the season has kind of played out.
Yeah, and I think when you talk any general manager or head coach in this league, and you can look at the previous regime of Rick Spielman, and they hitched their wagon to Kirk Cousins, and it didn't particularly pan out. They gave Cousins a lot of money, and, you know, the Vikings didn't realize the promise. And even if they're not on the hot seat right now, Kwesi and Kevin, you know, this quarterback situation, they better get it figured out. Another year of just wandering in the wilderness. There's no way they can run back the McCarthy, Wentz, Brosmer scenario they did in 25. There's got to be a change in that look for sure.
Yeah, and then kind of that was the kind of earlier point is just that these guys haven't won a playoff game yet, so they have to be confident about who they're moving forward with next season. If you ask yourself kind of what is the goal of next season, like every team's going to say winning the Super Bowl is the goal, obviously. But what is a realistic goal for the Vikings next season? I think if you can bring back a bulk of your talent across the board, like a reasonable goal should be to make the playoffs and to win a playoff game. And that's kind of what I was saying earlier, is that, like, do you feel confident in J.J. McCarthy to be the one to lead you to the playoffs and then win a playoff game for you? Not saying it's impossible. Not saying that if he takes a couple leaps and bounds forward this offseason that he's not capable of doing that. He very well could be. We've seen massive growth from year one to year two as a starter from quarterbacks in the past. But I just don't know when there's a lot of pressure on you to succeed from the general manager position, from the head coach position. I do think you might want maybe a more proven commodity, or at the very least some insurance behind J.J. McCarthy, who hasn't proven very much to this point in his career.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dane Mizutani joins us. He covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And the options are limited. You hear a lot of names. The Colts went out and brought Philip Rivers out of retirement after being on the shelf for the better part of 5 years. And, you know, so that kind of shows you where the quarterback depth is. You know, there aren't a lot of guys just waiting around for an opportunity. And I would assume the Vikings could swing a deal and bring someone in. But then that gets back into, you know, what does that do to McCarthy and his development? And do you set him back and so on and so forth? But it's such a year-to-year league that I'm sure the Wolves, who are calling the shots, you know, don't want another season where it's kind of like, well, we'll see if this kid can develop. I mean, that, I can't imagine that would fly. So, you know, we'll see what they come up with. It will be very, very interesting. And then one other point I wanted to get to, and that is Brian Flores. Do you think he could be on the move? And that could be a big blow to this team.
Yeah, we'll see. I think we talked to him today. He seemed pretty intent on not revealing his cards, on keeping the focus on the game this weekend. Obviously, there were reports this week that, you know, there's an opportunity maybe to make a lateral move. Maybe he would be interested in that. He didn't go into detail about that today. I think obviously if a team's going to give him a head coaching position, or I think he'll get interviews, and if he were to get that opportunity, I think he'd jump at it. I think everyone would be happy for him within the organization if he were to ascend, and he certainly earned the right. I think he is one of, if not the best defensive coordinator out there. Guys play for him in a way that I haven't seen since covering the league. And he has an obviously very, very creative, exotic scheme that, I know, just ask Jared Goff, can confuse the heck out of even the most veteran of quarterbacks. Is it going to be something where a team is going to be willing to give him a head coaching position after interviewing? If so, then I think he obviously takes it. If not, he is going to be a free agent per se after the season. He's not under contract after this season ends. So, will the Vikings, and I'm sure they will, do everything in their power to bring him back as their defensive coordinator if he's not somebody else's head coach? Yeah, they're going to try to do that. But I think other teams out there might be sniffing around, seeing if they could pry him away from here. Because everybody around the league, I mean, you look at it, there are some pretty bad defenses out there who could use an injection of talent and swagger that Brian Flores brings. So if I'm the Wolves, I'm saying blank check, here you go, Flo. Anything you want. If you are not a head coach somewhere else, we want you to be here now and forevermore. But that's certainly now up to Brian Flores, his representation, his family, and then everybody to kind of figure out what the right fit is for him moving forward.
And that would be a consideration beyond the quarterback. If you do lose him, whatever those circumstances are, that would be a blow as well. That would probably be the second headline of this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, if you lose Brian Flores, you have to go back to the drawing board. I mean, for as much as Kevin O'Connell has done in his tenure here as the Vikings head coach, Brian Flores has carried this team at times throughout the last three seasons when the offense has sputtered. And we've seen that especially over the last month and a half and obviously for much of this season. So if they lose him, there really needs to be some hard conversations to be had and a plan moving forward.
Yeah, and then finally, Cruz Chinderosaw. How worried are they that he just fought coming back from the injury all year, that he just couldn't get there, it seemed like?
Yeah, I mean, I think the hope is that this was just a pretty catastrophic knee injury that he suffered, and it didn't go necessarily according to plan as far as how they worked him back into the fold and how he felt confidence-wise in the knee. I think the hope is that you shut him down early in this season. Obviously, he's on IR now, and you hope that he comes back stronger than ever next season. He'll have a full off season. It won't be any rehab involved like last season. He should be able to get through, OTAs, mandatory minicamp, training camp, at least somewhat resembling normal. And I don't anticipate this thing lingering for his career. I don't think Kevin O'Connell does. I don't think Christian Darrisaw does. Just a weird year. And when you mess up your knee as bad as Christian Darrisaw did, sometimes recovery isn't super linear. So I think they're hoping that it's just a weird year and he has a long career ahead of him, protecting the blind side of whoever's playing quarterback.
Well, Dana, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. And great job on the coverage again this season. One to go.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right, there he is, Dane Mizutani, covers the Vikes for the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.